East Coast Breakfast.
So earlier this week, Carmen Reddy arrived with a bag of potatoes.
10 kgs.
Yes, 10
of
kgs.
Henry's up-to-date.
Yeah, up-to-date potatoes. And I'd never heard of up-to-date potatoes. So we were challenged to make a delicious dish containing the up-to-date potatoes. So Darren made the beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
He made it and couldn't even pronounce it.
Yes. And then I came with my partner's Omer's roast potatoes. Mm. Carmen did a lamb curry, and our producer, Vier, did his new love, Yannicka's. Yannicka's artapol tart.
Cute. Aww. Oh, delicious, shame, yeah. Just so everyone knows, our producer has a girlfriend.
Yes.
Also, we wanted to know more about the up-to-date potato because we do know it's delicious, but we needed more information. So let's say good morning to Andries Erasmus. I believe he's on the floor where they trade and buy the potatoes and veg at the moment. So he's a senior potato trader with the RSA Group. Good morning, Andries.
Morning, Carmen.
It's really special that you're here with us because we really, really want to know all about this. So tell us more about the up-to-date potatoes that we have here in Durban. Where are they from?
The ones you have currently is Henry Farming, and he produces the up-to-dates in Douglas in Northern Cape, which is quite a way away from you. Hey?
It's really far away. It's probably the opposite ends of the country.
It is actually, yeah.
Yeah. And then the bags, bro, like they're very stylish. Is this like what happens when you have up-to-date potatoes?
Yeah, I think the design of that bag is very unique.
Yeah.
Look, when a producer designs, it's such an open choice. And Wynand Iman, that's the producer's name, Wynand. He decided that he likes the design. His kids actually drew that in nursery school, and he liked it, so he used that on the design of his bag, and I think it's very popular because of that as well. It's nice and colorful, so it stands out, and that's where the design comes from.
So, Andries, I want to know, you know, in Durban, of course, these up-to-date potatoes are so popular.
Yeah.
So in Durban, our up-to-date potatoes are popular here. I want to know, why do we import them from the Northern Cape? Can we not grow them here in KZN?
No, you do. You do. They do get grown in Natal, but look, it's very seasonal, huh? So the up-to-date plant is very susceptible to frost, and it's a big challenge to grow that variety. It's not easy. Mm. It's one of the oldest varieties that are being planted in South Africa. It comes from many, many years back. And it has fallen out of favor with producers for various reasons, but it doesn't get it's a little bit scarce. Eh?
Yeah. So Andries, you need to explain this to me, bro. So yeah. Carmen walks in here and tells me about up to date potatoes. I've never heard about it. Why are they so unique? Because now I've tasted, so I understand the taste of it. But like, where? How did we get to up to date potatoes?
Okay, Sky, it is amazing that you've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Exactly. Carmen will know. But anyway, Sky, the up-to-date is it's a specific variety that's got a specific use as well. And especially for our Indian community, it is the top variety to use. The reason being that it actually cooks very soft. It's a floury potato, so it actually, if you use it in curries, if you use it in stews, actually melts into the dish. It absorbs the flavors, and it keeps the flavors, and it usually makes the sauce and everything a little bit thicker, and it just makes the dish much better.
So
if you use curries or biryanis or anything like that, that's the perfect potato for that.
Andries, tell me, why are they shaped so weirdly and they look so weird? They're not like the regular pretty other glossy potatoes you get.
Look, if I can tell you a little bit more, the variety is it's a great challenge to grow up to date. That's why it's a little bit scarce as well. The yield in terms of the variety is a big challenge. Costs keep on going up. Input costs keep on going up. So there's not a lot of farmers that grow it. The potato is susceptible to changes in climate. You know, if it's too hot, if it's too wet, if it's too cold, then the potato disforms a little bit. And that is what happened here, that the climate is not steady. If it's a smooth climate and everything is fine, then the shape will be better as well.
Yeah. And then, Andres, just finally, how many tons of potatoes does a Durban consume every month, these up-to-date potatoes?
Well, I would say it's a bit of a thumb suck, but if I estimate, it could be between 150 and 200 tons a week.
A week?
A week.
Yeah. Sure.
More or less.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Andres Erasmus, Senior Potato Trader with the RSA Group. Thank you so much for joining us, the Mash Master and the Duke of Dirt Diamonds.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.